forget it this year. Campus queen, who needs it?
You gonna be a judge this year, Eddie?
Are you kidding, Arch? After last year?
Well, now, where are you gonna find three judges?
Three? Where do we find one pigeon?
Hi, folks.
Come in. I'll start writing next week's column on the track team.
Good idea. You know, you've done some fine this year, Mike.
Well, I try.
Listen, Eddie, you know, I sure would like to be a judge of the annual beauty contest. What do you say?
I don't think you can handle it, Arch. I mean, this takes a real knowledge of women. This isn't kid stuff, you know?
Well, now, who can do it any better?
Well, frankly, I had a guy in mind. Level-headed, fair, a keen eye.
What was that?
You, Mike. You and you alone are going to pick this year's queen.
You lucky stiff. I wish I could be in your shoes. Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, gee. Oh, this is like being a king. Oh, thanks, Eddie. I'll never forget you for this. Oh. Well, you got some job. Oh, look at this one.
I like this one best. There's more, well, there's more.
The secret of judging by was being completely objective. As far as I'm concerned, these girls are nothing but nameless faces.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Mike. Hey, what you got?
Beauty contest pictures. It's a big event on campus, and the judge is a very important man.
Wow! Why, wow? I don't know. I heard some guy say it on TV.
It was probably a commercial. Let's go outside and play catch.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Jim. Hi, Suds.
Hi, Mr. Douglas. You better get your whistle ready.
My whistle? Ready for what? Oh!
Campus beauty contest.
Oh, where do you come in, Mike?
I'm gonna pick the winner.
Just you? You mean there are no other judges?
Nope. Our editor decided I had a deep appreciation of women.
Well, what does Laurie think about this?
Oh, she'll understand. After all, it's quite an honor.
And quite a responsibility, I'd say.
Oh, sure is. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought that last one was quite good. Well, don't let me in.
Nope. Nope.
They're out, huh?
Just don't have it.
Mike, you must have nerves of steel. I'll get it. So, hi, Laurie.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Mike's right over there. Mike.
Hi.
Hi. The Queen Pictures?
That's right.
You're the judge?
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, there must be a lot of interesting girls. Really beautiful girls.
Over 50 of them. I haven't looked at half of them yet, and so far they all look great. Well, at least nobody can accuse me of favoritism, because you haven't entered.
Surprise. Well, what's the matter? Don't you think I'm pretty enough?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why don't we give a beauty contest? That way we'd be important. You know, like Mike's doing? Instead of having one judge, we'd have two, you and me.
What do we judge?
Girls.
They'd laugh at us. Anyway, we're too young.
Not for the girls in our class.
Even Emily Barnes?
Well,
with those braces on her teeth and her freckles?
Yeah, but if we left her out, she'd tell her brother, and he's 2 years older than us.
Yeah, he's got an awful temper. Okay, she's in.
Well, just because we go together is no reason for me not to enter, is it?
No.
Besides, if I win, it'll be because you honestly think I deserve to, right?
Yeah,
and there's certainly no pressure on you.
Okay, then we'll be adult about it. If you win, swell. If you don't win, no hard feelings.
No.
It's quite a spread. should be signed Fearless Mike Douglas.
Well, it wasn't exactly easy narrowing down a field of 59 to 4.
55 women scorned.
Good job, Mike. I knew you could do it.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Lori.
A new addition?
Goodbye, Lori.
We were just leaving.
Gee, you look beautiful, Lori.
Thank you. I'm so excited. You narrowed us down to 4?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let me see. Who are the other 3? Oh, come on, let me see. After all, I can go out and buy a paper later. Come on. Jill Wagner. Oh, she's pretty nice. Kim Franklin. Oh, she's really lovely. Patricia Parnell. Oh, well, she's really beautiful. And Mary Ellen Conway. Well, that's 4, isn't it? Those are the finalists? You've eliminated everyone else. Well, don't look so tragic. After all, it's only a beauty contest, nothing important.
Well, it's like we decided, Lori. I mean, you have to be adult about this.
Oh, certainly.
It has nothing whatsoever to do with us. Look, how would you like to go to a show tonight?
Oh, I'd love to. But not with you, Mr. Douglas.
State Dallas.
All the main trouble, Sudsy.
What's that?
They all look alike.
They do, don't they?
And that's not all. Do you call any of them beautiful?
No. I heard Robbie say that some girls are dogs.
Yeah, now I know what he means.
Tram could win first prize in our class easy.
Hey, Mike, some clunky girl called you.
Lori?
No, Jill Wagner. Come on, Suzzy.
Jill Wagner.
Well, thank you. Is Mike Douglas home?
Why, are you Jill Wagner?
No, I'm Kim Franklin. Is she here?
No, but she called a while ago.
So she started already.
Mike kind of collects girls like you collect rocks.
I guess. I like rocks better, because they don't stop you.
Hello, is Mike home?
Well, I'm sure he'll be home to you once you come in.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, one of the leading contenders.
Hello.
Hello.
Your father's all right.
Oh, he's not my father, he's my grandfather. But of course it's all right. Aren't you Kim Franklin?
And you're Mike Douglas.
And I'm Bob O'Casey.
Hi.
Excuse me, please.
Well, come on in.
You know, I was so surprised when you picked me for the contest. I just had to come by and thank you in person.
Well, I picked you because you're beautiful, that's all.
Well, I don't see it, but I'm glad you do. Of course, who cares about that silly old contest?
Yeah. Maybe we should get together and discuss it sometime.
All right, Mike. Say, my sorority's having a party tonight. Would you like to come as my date?
Oh, yeah. What time?
7:30. And believe me, it's not because of that old contest. I'm just glad that it brought me to your attention. Well, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
You know, that's the first perfect game I ever saw.
What is that supposed to mean?
No runs, no hits, no errors, and one judge left on base. And she did it all without a baseball.
So I said to myself, Jill, you've been dying to meet Mike Douglas for ages. But there just wasn't any excuse. That's why I'm so grateful for this silly contest.
Well, gee, I wish I'd have known how you felt. I would have called you.
Why shouldn't a girl do the calling if she feels like it?
There's no reason at all.
Mike, everyone says what a fine mind you have. A fine mind and a splendid physique. Not like big old Dan over there, all physique.
Hi.
Mike, this is Dan Palmer. Dan's an old friend of mine.
Hi, Dan. I've seen you play.
Aggressive and rock'em sock'em.
Yeah, Mike, I've heard all about you from Jill.
Oh, you have?
Sure, the beauty contest. It's all in your lap. The whole decision. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you think of her?
Jill? Oh, nice.
Nice, he says. Why, she makes those other three girls fade right into the woodwork. Come on, I'll buy you a soda to celebrate.
Damn.
Okay, so I'm a little ahead of myself, but not by much. Right, Mike boy?
Douglas?
Hi.
Marilyn Conway.
Well, nice to meet you.
Maybe you've seen me. I play goalie for the field hockey team.
No, I don't think so.
Well, the team sent my picture into your contest. It wasn't my idea.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, it was a very nice picture. I had no idea that...
But I'm 6'2"? It works out. My boyfriends are all 6'6". However, once I'm in a contest, I'm in it all the way. I play to win.
Well, you're in the finals.
I hear the other finalists are throwing their charms around trying to influence you.
Oh, no, I just don't believe you can tell too much from a picture. I wanted to meet all four.
Good thinking.
Yeah, there's nothing personal.
Okay. But let's get one thing straight, Douglas.
Sure.
Remember, I play to win. Now you can drop me off at the gym. All right.
Miss Parnell?
Yes?
Mike Douglas.
How do you do?
Tomorrow's the contest deadline. I thought we ought to meet.
Oh, yes. A contest.
Well, you know, you're entitled to the same opportunities as the others.
Just what did you have in mind, Mr. Douglas?
How about dinner for a start?
I'm sorry. No, thanks.
Well, I want to be fair.
Don't bother. I'm really not interested in the contest one way or another. I couldn't care less if I finished first or fourth. I'd withdraw if my sorority would let me. Is there anything else, Mr. Douglas?
No. I guess not.
Then good night.
For a gay dog wallowing in beautiful girls... You don't look so gay.
Well, if I pick Jill, I'm a rat. If I don't, I get beat up. What am I gonna do?
That's easy. Be a rat.
I used to have a lot of friends at school. Now already I got 55 girls cutting me dead. Besides their boyfriends and brothers. It mounts up.
There he is. Ask him.
Mike, we got problems.
Oh, don't bother me now, Chip.
We start a beauty contest in our class.
Yeah, now everyone wants to beat us up.
Well, if I were you three guys, I'd blow town.
Hank, I'll meet you at the malt shop. In about an hour. I've got $1.05. Well, sure, it's plenty. I'll just put it in with your $3. We'll get us each an extra thick malt, and then we'll go bowling, and maybe later stop off for some fries and ketchup. Should leave us with about $1 for tomorrow. Okay. See ya. Hey, Rob.
What?
You got a couple extra bucks? You low on funds again?
Yeah. These beautiful girls sure run up the tabs. The other night after the sorority dance,
Kim ordered a steak sandwich and then for dessert, Cherry's Jubilee.
Is that why you have to pay the waitress a couple bucks extra just to set the cherries on fire?
I hate to ask Dad for another advance.
Oh, that's okay, Micah. Heck, and I've got around $4. Us unpopular fellas can't possibly spend that much in a week, so I'll see if I can scrounge some up for you.
Okay, thanks. Boy, a beauty contest sounded like such a great idea. Gorgeous creatures all around. Beautiful girls fighting each other to date me. Nothing to do but relax and enjoy it.
I've got something much better. Peace of mind.
To think I was a happy-go-lucky, footloose bachelor. You know what I'd like to be? A hermit. A barefoot, bearded hermit.
Micah, it's decision time, isn't it?
Yeah. I gotta face it today. Make my decision, announce it, and run.
Thanks, Mike.
What for?
Well, for doing all the wrong things in college, so I'll know what not to do.
You think Mike will show up?
I would.
Maybe he'll phone in the results.
Yeah, long distance.
I feel like a rat conning him into this spot.
Better him than us.
Yeah. Come on, Pat.
Joe. Listen, I had another nice long talk with Douglas. Don't worry about a thing.
Great. Take one of mine. Send roses to the hospital.
Charge them to the paper.
Naturally. Well, I'm here to announce the final results, which will appear in tomorrow's paper. It's been a tough contest. First to narrow 59 beautiful girls down to 4, and then to pick a winner. I don't think I've ever seen a more striking blonde than Mary Ellen Conway. Mary Ellen gets 4th prize.
4th?
Kim Franklin, 3rd prize. 2nd prize, Jill Wagner.
You mean me?
The winner and campus newspaper queen, Pat Parnell.
Hold it, Pat.
Kim, will I see you later?
Much later, Mikey.
Don't worry about it, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Mary Ellen.
But watch out when I'm holding a hockey stick.
Well, nothing wrong with coming in second, Mike.
That's right, Mike. Unless you're betting to win. Say, Mike, did you see the state game last year?
Yeah.
You remember their big tackle, Wally Fairchild?
The one that they carried off the field in a stretcher?
I warned him. He didn't listen either.
Okay, now let's get one of the winner and the judge. That's it. All right. Smile, Mike.
You picked me after I gave you the freeze?
Yeah. You had absolutely nothing going for you, except that you were the prettiest.
One more, Mike.
For golf, but you win it for beauty.
Yeah, you're the prettiest girl in the 4th grade.
You are now grade 4 queen.
Wow, that was close.
No more beauty contests. It's too dangerous.
Hey, how come you voted for her?
I figured she could protect us from the brothers of the other girls.
Me too. Let's award ourselves some cookies.
Look out there, Mike. You're right in the line of fire.
Oh. Sorry. You know, you sure were right, Dad.
Well, thanks, Mike. About what?
About the beauty contest. That the important thing was to be fair and honest. You know, I picked the one girl who wouldn't have anything to do with me.
You mean you picked her because you thought she was prettier than the others?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I knew you'd do that, Mike.
Well, I sure had my moment of glory, didn't I? The only thing is, I lost Lori.
Oh?
And I'm a little bit afraid to go out of the house.
Well, I'm sure you might have made a few enemies.
Yeah. My gosh.
What's wrong, Mike?
It's Lori.
Huh?
Hello.
Hello.
I guess I acted like a spoiled child. Can you forgive me?
Sure. Well, come on in. Hey, Dad. Bob, look who's here.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Same here. Well, are we going to the football game Saturday?
Lori, I'd do anything in the world for you with one possible exception.
Well, he can't get at you up there in the stands, can he?
You mean Dan Palmer?
Yeah. Oh, one of my enemies.
Oh. Why don't you hang around and have dinner with us? We're going to have stew.
Oh, well, I'd love to.
You can help me.
Thank you.
You know, Mike, of course, you were the judge, but I've always thought Lori was just about the prettiest girl around here.
Oh, now, Dad, don't start that again.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.